Now, I have to say, I love that track. I'm joined by Sean Muir, who is a singer-songwriter. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm originally from Romford, but I live in Stanford La Hope now, about a mile from the centre.
Yeah. Do you remember the old days of the rock market when it was really busy?
Oh, yeah.
They were the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
So the song Please, you said it's actually a recent song that you've written. And it's funny, as you were talking about it, you're saying it's quite Beatles.
It is, yeah.
So is the Beatles a big inspiration for you?
Oh, yeah, big influence on me, yeah. People were saying that's one of my most Beatles-esque sounding songs, so I kind of put a Paul McCartney sort of style bass line down, which gives it that kind of flow and bounce, that song, you know, like some of the Beatles songs do, so...
So you play guitar,
yep.
And you play bass. What other instruments do you play?
Oh, that's it, really. Sing, play guitar and play bass, yeah.
I thought you were going to say you play drums and
No, I have played drums in the past, but I'm not very good on drums, no. First picked up the guitar probably 20 years ago, something like that. Oasis were my first big influence. I think when Wonderwall came out, that was the song that I just thought, OK, I've got to, you know, play guitar now. That just something went off in my head that... I've got to do this. I just love their music so much. I learned Wonderwall and just sort of went from there.
So did you teach yourself to
play?
Yeah,
just taught myself. Yeah. Well, I had a chord book and just learnt the chords from Wonderwall and really just went from there. Learnt the whole of, at the time, my favourite album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. That's when I learnt all of the songs on that. It was a couple of years after that when I started writing my own stuff. Once you know the notes within the chord, you can kind of play those. And as long as you know it fits within the chord, then... It should match up with what you're playing on a rhythm guitar, you know.
You were saying about Paul McCartney. Yeah. One of my favourite songs is Good Night Tonight. Uh-huh. And there's a bass line that he plays on that, and it's absolutely so funky and superb. Yeah, I think people forget sometimes with...
Well, he's a brilliant bass guitarist. Yeah. One of the best I've ever heard, yeah.
Mm. How many times have you seen him? Have you seen him live?
I've never seen him live, no.
Did you manage to see Oasis?
Yeah, I saw Oasis 4 times.
Yeah.
I was just about the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And I've seen Noel Gallagher once on his own as well.
So you've got Oasis and the Beatles. What other influences
I'd say, The Verve. Lots of really guitar-based bands, The Lars. I like other stuff, metal-y sort of stuff, Guns N' Roses. You probably wouldn't hear that in my music, but there's stuff like that I like, Nirvana.
So when you're starting to write your songs, do you have like a book where you do lyrics, or do you sit down with a guitar and then as you do the chords, you get lyrics come into your head or a melody? How does it work for you?
Usually I just pick up the guitar just as a practice and just play a few chords, see where that goes. If I feel I've got something there, I'll get out my phone and just record what I'm doing, and then I think, okay, that's it for now, go back to it. Whenever I've got a bit of free time, listen to it. If I think I've got something, I'll add to it. I'll kind of hum a melody and go from there. And it's usually the chords and the melody that then dictate, for me, the words of the song. Mm. But sometimes I have written a song with something in mind, but it's very rare. It's usually just pick up the guitar and see where the chords sort of lead you, dictates the mood of the song and the lyrics and the melody. Yeah.
And was that quite quick to write that track?
It was actually, yeah. Sometimes I've just done that process I just described to you and done that, and then it's not really led to anywhere. I got frustrated and it's taken hours and I just scrapped it. But that one, I just played the chords and it kind of just flowed quite quickly. I just recorded it on my phone a few times, and within probably a week... It sounds a long time, but really I'm only going back to it at 10 minutes at a time of a night or whatever, and I've kind of got the song, you know. The middle eight is the hardest part in most songs that I write that have got a middle eight. That's the one that trips me up most often, yeah.
And thank God, because I like a middle eight. So many songs are written now, they've got no middle eight. What's going on? You got chorus or otherwise, it's basically the chorus and the verse and they're all the same chords. And I like something, a bit of interest. You're like, oh, where's it going to go now?
Yeah, middle eight is the holy grail, I suppose, for songwriters. If you can do a really good middle eight and you've already got a good verse and chorus, in my opinion, that's like a proper song.
Now, you got the first song you're going to do for us and you're going to play live in the studio, Sean. Tell us about this track.
Right, this one I'm going to play is called Throwing It All Away. I wrote this quite a few years ago, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago. You'll hear it's a relationship that just went wrong. Yeah, and I was just cut up about it at the time and wrote a song. That was one of the examples when, I did write a song just kind of went home and, you know, things were going wrong, I suppose, and kind of wrote. I had a feeling in my mind of what I want to put this down sort of on paper, if you like, and write about it.
Mm.
Okay.
Because of him, I'm alone. It's late at night, I'm on my own. She doesn't know the pain I'm in. He can't see, I'm jealous of him. The winter's here, it's dark outside. I trade my soul for you back in my life. I've thrown it all away. I want you today. I'm gonna cry inside. Now I cannot hide. I found out what went wrong. She said I took too long. I remember the way I touched her hair. Now she's his, he doesn't care. She doesn't know the pain I'm in. He can't see, I'm jealous of him. The winter's here, it's dark outside. I trade my soul for her back in my life. I've thrown it all away. I want you today. I'm gonna cry inside.
Write good music when they're very, very sad, as you said. Uh-huh. You had a breakup, and or do you write when you're very happy?
Usually better when I'm sad, actually.
Yeah.
I know that sounds bad, but yeah. Yeah, if I listen to my whole back catalogue of songs that I've written, I suppose a lot of them are probably sadder than happy, actually. Yeah. But there are a few happy ones.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you only write them when you're happy.
No, like I said, it depends, really. Sometimes when I'm happy, or sometimes it's just how the chords flow when I pick up the guitar, and I just think, okay, that sounds happy. So you kind of work around that. Try and think sort of what lyrics fit a kind of happy mood to a song, you know.
Do you do music full-time, or do you have to do a job as well?
Yeah, I have to do a job.
Those jobs have to get in the way of the world tours and going off all over the place.
Well, I'm hoping in the future maybe there might be a world tour, you never know, but...
So now
I've got a job, yeah.
So do you do this in your spare time?
Yeah, I do a lot of open mics and want to do more recordings. I want to get an album together and I just want to do as much as I can, really.
Is it easier now in this day and age to get your music out there than, say, it was 10 years ago?
I think it probably is, because you've got Facebook, you know, YouTube, all the social media sites. Mm. I would imagine it is. I mean, I've only just started doing it, but I don't think it is as hard as what it was.
Do you get a lot of support from your friends and family with music, or as a lot of musicians, they kind of go, yeah, we'll come to a gig, and they come to one, and you say, but you've got to come to all the others? Or how does it work for you? Have you got good support? Oh dear, yeah. If you're listening, I know we've got quite a few listeners out there, because I can tell, so if be careful what you say.
Okay.
I love my fans.
What word should I use? It's sporadic, I suppose, the support. Mm. I'll leave it at that.
And that is hard as a musician when it's something you're really passionate about, and you might put out a post, say with your recording, you go, I've recorded something.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, I'm going to put this on, and people, and it is one of those things that people just seem to, they don't listen. Have you listened to my track yet? And these would be your best friends. Have you listened to my track? Have you thought about buying it on iTunes? Not really, no. Mm. And yet they'll go out and they'll buy a cup of coffee for like £2.50.
Yeah, well, like you said, I've got to be a bit careful, but yeah, it's been surprising. The nature of the support.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not been as good as what I thought it would be.
But see, the thing is, if anything happens and you get anywhere, these people will be the first ones saying, oh, worse, I was at his first gig.
Yeah.
But you ignore them then, because you've got friends like Ed Sheeran. You don't care.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or, sorry, more Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, that would be a nice friend to have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
who you won't be introducing to anybody else. What's your favourite lyric? We're talking about your favourite lyric that you've written for one of your original songs.
Yep.
Where you've gone, that is the best thing ever. Tell us the lyric and the song.
I don't know if it would be considered a great lyric, but I kind of felt good when I wrote it. It's a song called Life Without War, and it's called Take the Time to Realise We Can Live Life Without War. Some people would argue it's not my best lyric, but I like it.
And yet, is it one of the songs you're most proud of, or is it?
Yeah, I'd say it probably is, yeah. I wrote that, you know, around sort of September 11th time. I mean, I was writing quite a few songs at that time, and kind of just came from that, really. So there's not been many songs I've written that is based on something that happened in the news or whatever, but that one was.
Now, your plans for the next year with regards to music, you've done some recordings already. Where did you do those?
Well, there's a guy I know at an open mic night. He's got a studio in his house. I've just recorded there.
Yeah.
But I think they've come out really well, so hopefully record there more in the future.
Mm.
So, and I want to do a few music videos, so I've contacted someone recently about doing some videos. So I would like to get like an album's worth of music, get a proper album out, music videos, and just go from there, really, see where that takes me.
So you're happy for you to sing your songs, or for other people to write for other people as well?
Well,
I thought you could say no. The way you just looked at it, sure, said the wrong thing.
I see how many songs I've actually got in me first before I start committing to write to other people. For now, it's just for myself. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you playing a lot around here?
Yeah, I play in Brentwood, actually, playing The Swan on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's got really good reviews for The Swan, isn't it?
Yeah, I play there most Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I've played at The Merchant in Brentwood.
Yeah. Spread Eagle's another one there.
I've played at the Spread Eagle. Yeah. I played there last month, first time. That was a good night.
Yeah.
I play regularly at the Ship in Grays. That's a great night on a Thursday.
Now, you're going to do another song for us, and that will be the finish of the interview.
Okay.
But as I said, if you want to check Sean out, we are playing the track Please. I'm playing it every day at the moment on Phoenix FM. And also, you can check him out because he'll be down at The Swan. You're going to be there this evening.
I will be there this evening, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this one's called You Are the One. I actually wrote this for my wife a few months ago, so it's quite a recent one as well. I think it's one of my best.
Now, you have to. Now, you're married, so you have to give a really nice shout out to your missus.
Oh, of course. Well, this is for you. She knows that.
What's her name?
Vicky. Thank you.
I believe. The one that I believe. The one that I believe. The one that I believe. I believe.